All right, guys, we are back, huh? We are back. I am loving this. Authority builders, you solopreneurs, you. Aren't you guys great? I know you are. And that's why I brought to the virtual stage today Glenn Lundy, who is a powerhouse in his own right. So much knowledge, so much experience. Someone really that I aspire to be honest. And he's going to show you how to create a movement online. He has one, and it is powerful. Okay? It is powerful. So if that's what you're looking for, and I think we all have that little itch for that, right? To get people, you know, in tune, engaged, so that you can make the impact that you really want. Glenn's going to show you how in this episode. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back with another one. It is the Authority Project, and I am here with my new good friend here, Glenn Lundy. And he says he's here, he says, to help us discover how to create a movement online. Is that right, Glenn?
Yes, absolutely, man. I'm all about it. Let's do it. Let's create a movement online.
Awesome. Well, we shall see. We shall see on this current episode of The Authority Project.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, feast your eyes and tune your ears. It's that time again.
We are live
with another episode of The Authority Project. It's the video podcast streamed on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Periscope, where we talk to digital marketers, business coaches, and creators of all kinds on how they've built authority in their field
and how you can mimic their success.
Developing authority, building your audience, and attracting better clients to your own business. Now, without further ado, let's bring to the virtual stage your host, Brian S. Arnold.
All right, we are back with another one. It is the Authority Project. You are the project, and you want to slap authority to your name so you can sell what you're great at. And again, we are here with Glenn Lundy, and we're going to talk about how we can create a movement online. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great, man. I'm great. I'm over here trying to participate in creating a movement online. So here we are on the podcast. We got to get a little story, man. We got to get a little story for Instagram. You got to be telling the story all the time, man. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You know what that's all about. You're still streaming a Periscope. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, yes. So... please tell us who you are, first of all, before we dive in. Tell us who you are, Glenn, personally and then professionally.
Yeah, my name is Glenn Lundy. I am a husband to one, a father to eight. I am a 23-year automotive professional and the host of the wildly popular morning show, hashtag Rise and Grind.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So is there a current project you're working on at the moment?
That you Clubhouse.
Yeah, Clubhouse.
Breakfast with Champions. Golly. You want to talk about a project? I didn't see it coming. I just got hit in the side of the face. Wow. And now it consumes a lot of my time on that particular project.
But so it's a good problem to have, though.
It right? is a good problem to have. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So last question before we dive in. Tell us about your daily routine and maybe why others should try to start doing what you do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I, every single morning, I do what I call the morning five. And I actually wrote a little ebook about this. This is a powerful morning routine that helps you tap into mind, body, and spirit every single day before you head out into the world. And so I believe there's five simple steps. If you do these five simple steps, it will help you help lead you to an extraordinary life. And so every morning I wake up, I do not hit the snooze button. That's step one. No snooze buttons for all y'all out there snoozing like crazy. That's step one. No phone first thing in the morning. That's step two. So I do not get on my phone. And when I say get on my phone, I do not get into any emails, notifications, text messages, social media, anything like that. I do use my phone to play some instrumental music into my headphones. So headphones go on, instrumental music, no words. I don't want anyone else shifting my thought processes or anything like that first thing in the morning. So step one's no snooze. Step two is no phone. And then I immediately go downstairs and I write down 10 things that I'm thankful for, followed by goals, 10 goals, daily goals, monthly goals, and yearly goals. And the reason I do those together and count them as one step is I believe everyone's been told they need to write their goals. Everyone's been told that. But sometimes writing your goals can actually lead to a negative frequency instead of a positive frequency. I wish I had a bigger house. I wish I had more money. I wish I was better looking, right? Whatever it is on your stuff, it can lead to a negative frequency. Whereas if you start with gratitude, I'm thankful for my home. I'm thankful for my financial situation. I'm thankful for my body and for my health. When we start there, it creates a positive frequency. And now we can reach out and say, yeah, it'd be cool to have a bigger house. It'd be cool to have a little more money, right? So it shifts that frequency. So gratitude and goals is step three. Step four is once I get done with that, then we got to get the body in motion. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Objects at rest will stay at rest. And so some type of exercise, I don't care if you walk, crawl, run, whatever it is for you, play golf, play basketball, just get the body moving, get the heart pumping, get the blood flowing, super important. Now, once you've done those first four steps, right? No snooze, no phone, gratitude and goals, take care of the physical. Once you've done those first four steps, you should now be vibrating at a really powerful, positive frequency. You've tapped into mind, body, and spirit first thing in the morning. And so step five is we now want you to release, right? Send out an encouraging message. So whether that be a text message to someone, a Facebook message, a little sticky note for your wife or for your kids, whatever it is, send out some type of positive energy out into the universe. And here's the crazy part, Brian.
Okay.
So when the earth was created, there was a certain amount of energy that came from that energy is the exact same amount of energy that exists in the universe or in the world today. Energy cannot dissipate, nor can it be created. It can only be converted. So when you release positive energy out into the universe, not only does it make an impact in other people's lives, but ultimately that energy gets converted and comes back to you. So those five things, I do them every single day, those five simple steps, and it's transformed my life. And I've been able to teach it to hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And it's been able to impact their lives as well.
I love it. I love all about everything about that, man. That's great stuff, man. That's great stuff. So let's dive into the topic at hand.
Yes, sir.
How to create a movement online. How do we do it?
Well, at first, the thing that's easiest to focus on right out of the gate is there is a simple three-part equation that will guarantee you success online.
Okay.
And here's the equation. Frequency plus proximity equals affinity. Now, not infinity, affinity, right? Which means people will like you more. So frequency is the amount of interactions that you and I can have. Proximity is the space, like the closeness of those interactions. As long as those interactions are positive, then over time, it will increase your affinity for me. You will like me more. You will find me more attractive, not necessarily physically, although that does play in. But ultimately, you will find me more attractive person if we increase the frequency and the proximity. A great example of this is you start working out. You're going to the gym. You're like, I'm going to go 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
At 6:30. So you go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30 a.m. Now, while you're at the gym, the working out process releases the endorphins inside your body, which creates a positive feeling. It's a positive experience. Psychologically, you don't even know this is happening, but psychologically, your mind will start to connect that positive experience with other people that are in that gym at the same time you are. So at first you're just like, you go in, you keep your head down, headphones on, you're just working out, right? That's it. You don't care about nobody else. Then over a period of time, over a few weeks, you start to, as you walk in, you see Brian. Brian happens to work out the same time I do. So now when I walk in, I'm like, I throw him a quick little, what's up, right? Yeah. Then a few weeks after that, I see Brian and I'm like, hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing, man? Or, well, hey, Brian, or what's your name, right? I introduce myself. Yeah. Oh, good morning, man. How are you? And then a few weeks after that, it's, hey, Brian, can you come spot me real quick? Mm-hmm. And then it's, hey, tell me about your kids, your family. What do you get? Like, we start to develop relationships. And so you see this happen in the gym. You see this happen in the workplace whenever there's a positive winning environment at work. Like, you see this in all aspects of our life. Frequency plus proximity equals affinity. So knowing this, with social media, if you want to create a movement online, in order to create a movement, you're going to have to draw some people in. People got to like you, just so you know. You can't, ain't nobody running for you if they don't like you. It just don't work that way. So right. people have to like you. So in order to get more people to like you online, we have to increase our frequency. And luckily, we already have the gift of proximity. So nothing, you cannot get any closer to someone than this guy right here. I can get on your phone on a frequent, if I can get on your phone frequently enough,
right.
and the energy is positive enough because of the proximity. I mean, you take this thing with you everywhere you go. Bro, I do a show every single morning. The people that watch my show, they take me with them to the bathroom. They take me with them to the shower. Yeah. They take me with them in the car. They take me with them when they're not supposed to be listening at work. Like, they take me into the most intimate spaces of their life. They take me everywhere. So proximity's on lock. That part's easy. You just got to uptake your frequency, increase the positivity. So it's a positive interaction and people will start to like you more. So if you want to create a movement online, step one is know and understand the equation. Frequency plus proximity equals affinity, and to figure out how you can apply that into whatever you're trying to do, whatever movement you're trying to create.
Awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. So, so what's the one key piece to getting diehard fans? You can start putting content out there, right? And start sure. throwing stuff out there. But how do you get to the point where they're like, I really, you know, I really can't wait to hear this guy again today. How do you get to that point?
Yeah,
man. Loyal to you.
Yeah. So there's this book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And in that particular book, one of the things that they talk about is that nothing resonates or sounds more beautiful to a human being than their own name, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to hear their own name. Brian, when I say Brian, Brian's like, ooh, he just perks up, right? He's like, Brian. He's like, yeah, he can't help but smile, right? He loves his own name. And so when we can say people's names and help people to feel seen and significant, it goes a long way in creating raving fans. And so something that I use that is a great tool to do that is live video. So when I'm doing live video versus a static video, it enhances this ability for you and I to interact.
Yeah.
So I'm shooting live, Brian pops in. I go, hey, Brian, I see you. And then I keep talking. And Brian goes, woo-woo, I like this guy. He sees me, right? Sees me. And so live video just allows you to build a relationship with your audience in a way that other things can't. Now, you can still do a decent job if you have a static video or a static post and people are commenting on your post. If you go back and engage in that comment, super important. So Brian leaves a comment. I go back and I say, thanks, Brian. I use your name. Thanks, Brian. I really appreciate whatever it is that you said, so on and so forth. So I can engage you that way and I can get a spark out of you by using your name. But ultimately, live video is really the key because it's live. It's in real time. We can create that relationship as though we were in the same room. But that's the key to creating raving fans. Use live video and make sure that you, like, one of the worst things people do in live video world. Mm-hmm. There's two things that, here's the two things never to do on live video.
Okay.
The first one is don't say, hey guys, great to see all of y'all. When is the last time you saw a group of people sitting around a cell phone watching a video? Never. It's me. It's just me. I'm by myself. I'm watching the video by myself. And even if there's 1,000 people watching that live, all 1,000 of them are watching it by themselves. They're not having this big party to watch Brian's live video on Facebook. That's just not happening. So when you say, hey, you guys, great to see all y'all, I'm looking around like, who are you talking to? There is no all y'all. It's just me. It's just me. So never do that. You're disconnecting with your audience when you do that, because I recognize there ain't nobody around me but me. So if you're talking to, hey, you all, or hey, you guys, my brain psychologically thinks, oh, you talking to somebody else. You ain't talking to me because there ain't no you guys here. It's just me. So instead, just start off your video and just say, hi, good morning. How are you? Hello, whatever it is. You don't need to say the, hey, you guys. That totally creates a disconnect. The second thing, never do this in live video. Never say, all right, well, I'm going to wait till some people get on up in here and then we'll start. Okay. So basically what you're telling me is that I'm not enough. I'm not valuable enough for you to start right now. because it's just me and you need somebody else in here in order for you to be able to deliver something to me. So here's how I feel about that. Deuces, I'm out. I'm not interested in that. So never, ever. Hey, you guys, when you start a live video, start, go, deliver your message, whatever it is. Create that conversation, right? You would never, like, somebody shows up in your house. Ding dong. Brian opens the door. Hey, could you stay there for just a second? I got more people coming. So when everybody else gets here, then I'll go ahead and let you in. Thanks. And shuts the door, right? You would never do that at your house. So don't do that in social media with your live. If you want raving fans, use live video, engage with people intimately, use their name, and ultimately remember that you are talking to one person on the other side of that phone, not a group of people. Those would be my tips.
Got it. I'm loving all this. So let's get a little deep here. So I know a lot of people talk about imposter syndrome, right? But I think this is even more detrimental. Detrimental?
Sure. Yeah.
Comparison syndrome. I thought I was coining this phrase, but you know, it's out there. People have, you know, I started to look it up and I saw, like, this is a real thing where people look at you, Glenn. They look at you and, oh, this guy's on episode 822. I'm not going to ever get there. He has all the bells with it, great videos and all these great people. And I'm not going to get there anymore. How do you deal with that when you're looking at other people with their great followings and you think you're too late to get to that point, or worse, maybe even worse, like you think it's too hard to get to that point because sure. you're already there. So you already got the audience. So why would they come to me? So can you talk about why it's important to not be so discouraged by that and how they can get over that?
Yeah, no problem, man. So there's a couple of things that people need to understand about the world that we live in. The first thing that people need to understand is that we live in a world of abundance. Right? There is no shortage of humans on this planet. There is no shortage of dollars on this planet. There is no shortage of oxygen on this planet. You can breathe. You are welcome to breathe as much oxygen as you would like today. And you breathing in oxygen is not going to kill me. I am not going to die because you breathed in oxygen. That's just not how it works, because there's an abundance of oxygen that exists in the world. The same thing is true in social media. One person having a ton has absolutely nothing to do with your ability to create, to connect, to generate. It's got nothing to do with it. It's not a one person has to lose in order for someone else to win. That's simply not how it works, because we live in a world of abundance. So that's the first thing that people need to recognize, is there's absolutely no shortage of really anything that matters on this planet. That's the first thing. The second thing that people need to understand is that there are so many things that Brian can do that Glenn cannot. There are so many experiences that Brian has had that Glenn has not. There are so many videos, books, rooms, people, connections, teachers, all of those things that Brian has had in his life that have helped shape, make him who he is, that Glenn has not. And so bottom line is, everyone brings something valuable to the table. And that valuable thing that you bring is you bring your specific life experience. So Brian's life experience creates a certain perception. And we all live our lives based on what we see, feel, think, and have experienced in our past. All of that is built into our subconscious, which ultimately programs how we act and the things that we bring out into the world, right? And so Brian, though, may be in a different place financially than me. He might have more money than me. He might have less money than me. That part really doesn't matter. But what Brian brings to the table is a unique way that he handles his money, or a unique experience that he's had with money, right? So no matter who's at the table, you can always add value. I had a friend named Danelle Delgado, and her and I were at this event called Hustle and Grind Con, and I was speaking on stage for the first time with Mr. Eric Thomas, the number one motivational speaker in the world. And Eric went up there and he spoke and he laid it down, man. He laid it down. And I was talking to Eric after the thing. And Eric said, hey, Glenn, give me your phone. I want to give you my cell phone number. I want to connect. And I was like, what? I'm connected with Eric Thomas. Like, I went straight fanboy because I've been listening to Eric Thomas's videos for a really long time. And so I connect with Eric. I get his number. I go running into the other room, the VIP room. My friend Danelle's back there. And I'm like, I got ET's phone number. I got ET's phone number. I'm like all jacked up. And she like sits me down and she whispers in my ear and she says, Glenn, you are the asset. And so I sat there a minute. I said, what are you talking about? She said, he didn't give you his number because he wants to do something for you. He gave you his number because he feels like there is something that you can do for him. And so I sat there and thought about that for a second. I said, okay, all right. Not that he was being selfish. He just saw value in me.
Yeah.
Right. He saw value in me. And so fast forward, I had a conversation with ET, and there were areas of development when it came to online, when it came to his branding, when it came to really connecting with his audience. He was struggling with his sales over on his website. And so we had conversations about, ET, you've always spoke from a stage. And typically when you have a stage, you have an audience and there's a disconnect. And so we've got to bring you down, ET. We got to get you off of the stage and we got to show more of you being at the same level as the audience. And by increasing that connection, we'll ultimately increase your results. And we did. And he was very thankful for that. And so I always just remember that experience and that little whisper in the ear, you are the asset. And so I whisper that to you, Brian, and to everyone who's listening to the podcast right now, like you are an asset in every room that you step into, because you bring to the table an experience that is unlike anybody else's. And your perception of the world is valuable, it is needed, and it is a piece of the puzzle that just might unlock something within me or anyone else at that table.
I want you to dive in more into that, actually, Glenn, because I see people thinking about, and this happens, I think this happens all the time, like they see a new social media platform, a Clubhouse, say TikTok, or they see something new, maybe Reels or something's coming out. And they're like, the first question is, what do I do? What can I figure out to, what kind of value do I have? Why would somebody listen to me? You know, all these questions, I'm just trying to figure out, trying to put it all together. What can I put in my bio? Da, da, da. And there's a fog. There's a fog because I don't know. I do the same thing. Okay, now what do I have? not remembering, okay, I've done all these things. So can you go through the process of showing people how to figure that out quickly so that they're not in a fog when they're starting out trying to build this movement online?
Yeah, sure. So the first component of that, Brian, is a lot of people ask those questions, but they never take the time to get the answers. So they say, what should I do? Or what can I do? Or should I do this? Or should I, what about this one? And then they just freeze up there on the questions. The questions are the right questions. What can you do? What do you bring to the table? What is your unique value add? Those are the right questions, 100%, especially on Clubhouse. What do you bring to the table? You need to know the answer to that. Because if you don't know the answer to that, I don't know the answer to that. And if I don't know the answer to that, I can't help you. And so that's the thing, is so many people ask questions but don't take the time to get the answers, because that's the hard part. Mm-hmm. You have to get very clear with who you are and what you bring to the table. And that is not a snap process. This is something that takes time. It takes trial and error. It takes reflection. It takes meditation. It takes all of these things, discovering who you are. So I spent years watching video, ET and Les Brown and John Maxwell and Jim Rohn, and reading books like Think and Grow Rich and The Secret and How to Win Friends and Influence People and The Like Switch and all these things. And I'm connecting and I'm asking questions. I'm spending money on coaching and I'm getting mentors. I'm doing all of these things ultimately to identify what's my value add. What do I bring to the table? And in doing so, you start to see patterns.
Yeah.
You see, your patterns will answer that question for you. Your patterns will tell you who you are. You see, some people, I coach a lot of women. My audience is like 50% women, 51% women. And what I find in women all the time is they say, well, Glenn, I don't know my purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. And I say, okay, well, what did people say about you when you were in junior high? Oh, well, they said that I always made them laugh. I was just, every time they were with me, people was laughing and smiling. Well, maybe your purpose on this planet is to make people laugh. You see, too many times people think their purpose is tied up in a career. Oh, I need to be a nurse or a lawyer, or a doctor, or a baller, whatever it is, right? People try to tie their purpose to that. No, no. Your purpose is inherently what you do, how what you do in a room that people respond to. That's how we find your purpose. So I figured out when I was young, even when, as long as I can remember, I've always had a gift of bringing people together from different backgrounds, different belief systems, people of different color. Like, I've always been able to unite people and find common ground amongst humans. I threw the biggest parties ever when I was in high school. I had the biggest party and everybody had a great time. When I was in third grade, when I was in first grade, the third grade teachers asked me if I would get the kids together and read them stories. I was a great reader. So I'd bring the kids together. I'd read them stories. I'd do things like that. When I got out of high school and I started in the job world, I had this gift of bringing people in and getting them to get along and actually move the needle in the businesses that I would run. And so knowing that about myself, that I'm the type, that's like my gift. That's my purpose. That's what I do. So now I make sure to build opportunities for me to do just that. So online, I bring people together. At events, I bring people together. In my automotive consulting, I bring dealers together. On Clubhouse, I bring people together first thing in the morning over a common, not a common belief system, but a common heartfelt desire, which is to wake up early, to rise, evolve, and impact together, right? Yeah. And so that's the long answer. And the short answer is this: get the answer to those questions that you are asking. Do not blow them off. Hmm. When you walk into a room, let's say Clubhouse, when you walk into a room and the opportunity knocks, you raise your hand, somebody brings you up on a stage, right? They say, who are you? What do you do? And you go, you blew your shot. Be prepared. You step up on the stage. That's how I blew up on Clubhouse. Nobody knew who I was 8 weeks ago on that platform. Nobody knew. But then somebody brings me up. They raise my, a hand gets raised and they're like, I'm Glenn, quick 30-second bio. And I'm like, my name is Glenn Lundy. I'm a husband to one, a father to eight, 23-year automotive professional, and the host of hashtag Rise and Grind. I believe if we can change the way people start their day, it'll make a massive impact in their life. And I'm also the founder of Breakfast with Champions, the only place where you can get a seat at the table, right? And people are like, dang, we still got 12 seconds left. Know who you are.
Yeah.
Know who you are. That's the gift. Know who you are. Take the time to spend time with yourself and figure out who you are.
I think that's the biggest thing, is that to find that connection with others, something that relates, something that's relatable. So do you have a strategy beyond that as far as connecting, like how to get people to respond, engagement? Sure. Be honest. Like, people who are starting off with social media, that kind of thing, what do we want? We want somebody to comment. We want somebody to say yes to us. We want somebody to respond positively to us. That's what we all want.
Right.
When we don't see it, we're discouraged. We discount ourselves. We doubt ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, then we start to think, the stuff that I'm putting out, is that the wrong stuff? And then we start to doubt our value after that, right?
Sure.
So how did you get to the point where I know that I'm going to get some engagement off of this? I know people are going to respond to this. I know when I put this topic out, they're going to say, oh, crap, I'm going to get that feedback that I want from these things. How do you do that?
Yeah. So two things. The first part, if you said, am I posting the wrong stuff? Yes. Yes, you are. If you're like, I believe that to be kind is to be clear. That's something that I believe 100%. And friends are very clear with you. So if you're posting a bunch of stuff and you're not getting any engagement, yes, you're posting the wrong stuff, 100%. But that's not your fault. You don't know what you don't know. So I'm going to teach you right now what to post. I'm going to give you a formula. And if you post exactly as I'm telling you right now, if you use this formula, I promise you will gain followers and engagement on Facebook. I can tell you about Facebook, Instagram somewhat as well, but I can tell you, as far as those two platforms, this will work 100% of the time if you want more engagement and more followers. So you're going to follow a 4P system, right? There's 4 P's. The first P is personal. The second P is professional. The third P is purposeful. And the fourth P is pull. And here's what I mean by that. I want you to post twice a day, once early in the morning and once later in the evening, all right? Before 9 a.m. and after 5 p.m. in whatever time zone that you're in. You're going to post twice a day. Your first post is going to be a personal post. Show me your kids if you're into that. You don't have to if you're not into that. Show me your dog. Show me you like to play tennis or racquetball. Show me that you like Tupac or Biggie. I don't care what it is. Something personal about you goes into a post. Make sure that there's a face. Make sure that there's a photo. Word posts by themselves, too long to read. I ain't got time for all that. Give me an image. I want to see. Engage me. 3D. I'm on Facebook. I'm looking for pictures of my grandkids, right? So picture. And it's called Facebook for a reason, just so y'all know. The back of your head, ain't nobody going to stop and click on your stuff. The front of your face with your big smile, show me your teeth, whether you like them or not, make some difference, all right? It's called Facebook, face, not head book, not car book, not house book. It's Facebook. So step one, post a personal post, make sure there's a face in it. Doesn't even necessarily have to be your face. If you're an introvert, that's okay. Be the face of one of your kids, your spouse, a coworker, whatever. Just make sure there's a face in there. So we do something personal. Now, I want you to think about this, Brian. Here's why we do this. In real life, 99% of the time, when we start a relationship with someone, it will come through something personal. We'll meet at a club that we both like. We'll meet at a church that we both attend. We'll meet at a job that we both, go to, whatever it is. It's usually something personal that we both have in common. That's how we meet people. We both like Snapchat, whatever it is. I don't know how y'all meet folks anymore these days, but it's going to be over something personal, right? So we want to start on Facebook the same way and Instagram. So show me a personal post. Now, your next post is going to be a professional post. Now, in a professional post, I want to see what it is you do, and I also need to know why you do it better or different or uniquely from someone else, and how does that benefit me? So I'm in the car world, and often these guys will take a picture of them selling a car to someone else, and they'll put that picture up and say, well, there's a professional post, and I'll say, great. I don't know you, and I don't know the person in that photo buying that car. Therefore, I care zero. It ain't got nothing to do with me. How can you help me? How can you serve me? Now, if that person that's bought the car posts on their social media with a picture of you, that's different because their people are like, oh, that's my auntie. She bought a car. And they get excited. But your people don't know that person, so they don't care. So don't do anything like that. Show me what you can do for me, engage me, make the post about me, not about you. That's the biggest thing. And how can you offer something unique? So I want a professional post, just like in real life, Brian. It happens all the time. You meet somebody at the club. How are you? Great. How are you? Wonderful. What do you do for a living? Oh, well, I do this. What do you do? That's how the conversation starts. The reason we're doing that is we're looking to see if there's an opportunity to serve one another, to exchange services. That's why we ask that question. What do you do for a living? Oh, you give away free private jets. You and I need to know each other, right? I'm all about that life. So personal post, then professional post. Now that's day one. You did a personal in the morning. You did a professional in the night. Now the next morning, you're going to do what's called a purposeful post. So a purposeful post means your intention is to make me feel something positive. Make me cry, motivate me, inspire me, make me laugh, make me feel. I need an emotional attachment of some sort. Just make me feel something, right? You can do it in a picture. You could steal a quote from somebody else and share that quote and talk about how that's your jam, right? You could steal something from Les Brown, stick it on your thing. If he's your dude, whatever it is, make a video, whatever. But make me laugh, make me cry, make me feel, motivate me, inspire me, something like that. Get an emotional reaction out of me, just like you would in real life. in real life, we meet somebody in something that we are having common. Then we say, what do you do for a living? And then what comes next? We share a laugh or a joke or something like that. There's some type of emotional. If there's zero emotion, what do? We're like, right? Like this conversation sucks. And we just get out of there. But if we start laughing and shucking and jiving and there's some type of emotional, we'll talk for hours with a stranger, right? We've all been there. We've all done that. So first we had a personal post. Then we had a professional post. Now we have a purposeful post. And then number four is I want you to post what I call a poll. Now, the only reason I call this a poll is because it starts with the letter P. I don't want you to actually use the poll feature. Don't use the poll feature.
Okay.
What I'm really trying to tell you is ask a question.
Yeah.
Now, when you ask a question on social media, it's very important. Your question, I need to be able to read it without hitting more. If I have to hit more to read your question, I ain't reading your question. I'm just letting you know. It's too deep. It's buried. It ain't happening. I see these people that tell this whole story and then they ask a question at the end. They're like, Glenn, ain't nobody answering my question. I said, that's because they ain't nobody reading your stuff for 6 minutes to try to get to your question. Put the question right here at the top. Even if you want to write 10 paragraphs after that, you can do that. Put the question up top. Do you like red or blue? And then you can go into the story. Well, one time when I was a kid, I had a red blanket. And da, 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 da. That's fine. You can do that if you want. But give me the question without having to hit more. And I need to be able to respond to that question with a one or two word response. Don't ask me my philosophy on the state of the universe and the uniqueness or differences between people born in 1920 and 2020. Like, I'm sorry, I'm here to look at pictures of my grandbabies or my grandbaby's babies. Now you're making me think. If I wanted to think, I'd go back to what I was doing. I was working and I left work to come here because I didn't want to think anymore. That's why I'm on Facebook, right? So ask me a question that's simple and that I can respond to in one or two words. There's a reason that the most viral post in history is, what color is this dress? And some people see it one color, some people see it another color, and they're able to respond in the comment, green or pink or whatever color it is that they see. There's a reason that post is the most viral in history. It's one sentence and it's a one word response. Super, super easy. Now, the reason we ask this question is all we want is engagement, because every person that responds to that post, the algorithm is then going to show them your next post, which your next post is going to be what? Something personal about you. And then they're going to engage with that. And now they see something professional about what you do for a living. And they're like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know Brian did that. Then your next post is something purposeful where you make them laugh. And they go, man, I like this guy, Brian. He makes me laugh. He posts the funniest stuff. And then it goes to a question. And you're like, do you like buttered corn or corn on the cob? And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, Brian, I like buttered corn. And I write buttered corn. And now I get the next post, which is something personal. I didn't know Brian had kids. His babies are so beautiful. And then there's the next. And so now we're creating a relationship with people online.
Yeah.
We're feeding the algorithm that Facebook loves, because people are liking your post, engaging in your post, commenting on your post. Mm-hmm. And we're really building a relationship exactly like we would do in the real world. We're just doing it through social media. So I hope that helps.
Yes. Awesome. So this just came up in my mind now. So the four P's are incredible. I love that, man. I absolutely love that. Where does the call to action come in?
On your professional post.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And you're doing a call to action on your poll because you're asking them a question. So you're calling them to action on the question to get them to engage. And then you want a call to action of some sort on your professional post to where they can connect with you for your service that you offer.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
So now I'm using the Gary V method also, right? So not only am I building a relationship with you like I would in real life using the four P's, not only am I going in using the how to win friends and influence people strategy of responding to every comment, right? Yeah. To light you up by saying your name. So I'm using a combination of the four P's plus the how to win friends and influence people. And then the Gary V, jab, jab, uppercut.
Right.
So three posts. Personal, poll, and purposeful, none of those are an uppercut. And then the professional post is the uppercut. So we're combining these different methodologies all into a simple, easy to remember system of using the four P's.
Got it. So we're almost at the end of this. I'm just going to give you like three more questions. Just three more questions. And here's the first one. What got you here, Glenn? Why are you doing this? What got you from, I don't know where your start was, but what brought you to this point where this is my thing? This is what I want to do. I want to get up in the morning and put out my message of inspiration and motivation to help others and make an impact into the world. What got you here?
Yeah. So I was running a dealership, super successful, making incredible money. My wife was pregnant with my seventh kid. And I noticed myself educating a lot of people on morning routines, which was great. We had used and leveraged social media to help build the dealership. So I already kind of had a name and a platform there.
Yeah.
Then I started getting really upset about what I was seeing on social media. Violence, division, people kneeling, Black Lives Matter, white privilege, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, man, my purpose is to bring people together. And so the more I saw people tearing apart, it just tore at my soul, man. And I suggest to you, Brian, and all the people that are listening, if there's something in the world that really bothers you, like really bothers you, that's an itch that the universe is trying to get you to scratch. That's why it bothers you so much. You should lean into that and figure out how you can be a part of the solution, right? Don't just complain about it and add to the problem. Be a part of the solution. And so I just noticed that I was so bothered by the things that I was seeing in the social media world. And so I took my own advice and I said, all right, Glenn, let's lean into that. How can we create a solution, right? Now, maybe we can't solve it. We can't get rid of all negativity and violence and division that's happening in the world. We can't do that. But we can create one little tiny space on the internet that whoever shows up in that little tiny dark corner, they're going to be lifted, motivated, inspired, educated. Like they're going to walk away feeling better than they did when they got there. And now what they do with that and where they go the rest of their lives, I can't do nothing about it. Right. But at least I want to create that space. And so I did. I just started going live January 6, 2018. I had a little utility closet. I put up a little camera. There was a water heater on the backside of the camera. No one could see. So it looked like I was actually in a studio. And it was the only place I wouldn't wake up my kids at that time in the morning. So I was locked into a utility closet and I just started bringing motivation, education, and inspiration every morning. And now, fast forward, here we are. It's turned into a clothing line and live events, masterminds, and I've spoken on stages all over the world, and I've now done 822 episodes of hashtag Rise and Grind, and every morning I go down there and I write the words good morning, and the message comes, and I just keep showing up, man. It's pretty awesome.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I'm going to sneak this question in after my last question. I'm going to sneak this one in for you. You like the Raiders. What's up with that?
Well, Brian, I used to be a punk when I was a kid. And I grew up in Arizona. And in Arizona back then, there was no football team. You were either a Raiders fan or a Niners fan.
Okay.
And I thought I was a gangster back then. And I was a Crip. Oh. So I couldn't wear red. So I couldn't be a Niners fan. So I chose the Raiders. And that stuck, man. That was when I was like 10, 11 years old, silly, being silly kids.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me ever since. And now there's no going back. I mean, I'm 43 now. You can't change teams at this point. I got two closets full of gear. You kidding me?
That's awesome. That's awesome. So last question, I'm going to get you out of here. One last question is, in the essence of all of my guests, go something like this. That people who are seeing you now, they'll be listening to you later, and they have similar goals, have similar interests, maybe even similar journeys. They want to be the next Glenn Lundy, right? They want to do what you're doing and make an impact in the world of others. So can you tell them, and I'll put you front and center here in your own words, how they can become an authority in this space?
Yeah. So there was a wise woman who once told me, commitment doesn't care how you feel. I made a commitment to show up at 5:30 a.m. every day. Do I feel like doing it every day? No. Sometimes I'm traveling around the world. Sometimes I may be feeling a little under the weather. Sometimes I maybe had a late night with one of my babies. Maybe there's something that's not going on so good. Maybe the synergies and the energies within my house or my relationships or my friendships aren't where I need them to be. Maybe I didn't eat the right things. Whatever it is, I don't always feel like it. But commitment doesn't care how you feel. So my challenge to you, if you really want to make an impact, if you really want your voice to be heard, if you really want to stretch out and grow an audience, my challenge to you would be to commit. See, when you commit, it doesn't matter if you have one viewer on your live video. When you commit, it doesn't matter if you got no likes on your post. When you commit, it doesn't matter if you feel less than, not worthy, or you're not good enough. If the commitment is there, then how you feel doesn't matter. The longer you show up, the more you'll learn. The longer you fail, the more growth that you'll have. And the longer you stay in the ring, the better the chances that ultimately one day you're going to land a punch. And that punch is going to be the knockout blow that makes you the heavyweight champion. So commit to that that matters to you. Grow, develop, become the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. And ultimately go out there and make an impact in other people's lives, because that's what we're here for.
Amazing. I love it, man. I love it.
Thanks.
Everybody, I hope you guys got a lot out of that. I know I certainly did. That four P's of social media is genius. Everybody needs to just, it's simple. It's simple but powerful. So everybody needs to try that now. If you're trying to get that engagement, this guy has a lot of it. He has a lot of it. I wish I can borrow some of that myself. So
well, you people, can, Brian. Apply those things, man. Commit to it. Like, I've sold that system. I've made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars teaching people that system in the auto industry, and it works. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to share it with your audience today. So commit to doing the four P's and watch what happens. It won't even take you that long. You'll be surprised.
Awesome. Awesome. Can you tell people now then, Glenn, can you tell them where they can see you or where they should go after the show to find you?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere, bro. Frequency, right? Frequency plus proximity equals affinity. So yeah. The easiest thing to do is go to glennlundy.com. If you go to glennlundy.com, it'll link you to all my stuff, my Facebook, my Instagram, my LinkedIn, all those things. It'll also connect you with our show. And I highly suggest if anybody doesn't have a solid morning routine, because that's where it all starts. So if you don't have a solid morning routine, then go to themorningfive.com. Go ahead and download that free ebook. It'll change the way you start your day.
Awesome. I got one last question for you. What time you go to bed, man? Okay.
11 p.m.
11 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah. I go to bed at 11. I get up at 3:20.
Ooh. You remind me of somebody else who does the same thing. Unbelievable. All right, guys. Everybody, please, just my little plug here. Make sure you go to theauthoritylearner.com. Join that list, build your authority platform, sing some real, real talk letters, especially now. But you're going to get a 3-part video series on how to build your authority platform. And I'm putting some really good stuff on here for free. So if you're not on there, please get on there. I think you won't regret it, because I think I'm putting some stuff out there that everyone needs to hear about building your authority from the inside out and not the other way around. All right. That is all from me. Any last words before we get out of here, Glenn?
No, man, you're awesome, man. Love the interview. Love all that stuff you got going on down here. Looks very professional. You're doing a great job, man.
I appreciate it, man. All right, guys. Just remember, build it, share it, and they will come. And I'm out of here. Peace.
Deuces.
And that's a wrap for this episode of The Authority Project. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you like what you heard, we want to hear from you. Subscribe, rate, and give an honest review. Share and tell your friends so they can hear too. And for even more authority building tactics, be sure to sign up at theauthorityletter.com. Get free weekly content and ongoing digital product giveaways to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. We certainly hope you got a key takeaway or maybe an aha moment from today's broadcast. Just remember, it's your authority. Build it, share it, and they will come. Until next time.